by your son, and by Jim, then I might be repeating some of them. But I think, as I always say, good things is worth repeating, you know. So, one of the things that I always say about a mother, and Rabbi Jim Mirel mentioned something like that. You know, God in his infinite wisdom created everything that we have, that we can admire, that our source of beauty created in numbers, everything, the stars, we have trees, we have all kind of different numbers, but God in his wisdom made sure that there is only one mother that we have. She's unique. She's the comforter. She's the person that we turn, like you say, when you are in trouble. When you have anything to think about, is mom that had the stamina and the strength and at the same time the compassion and the care together, that no matter whatever is said to you, you always feel the beauty of what a mother is. So, mom, I say that the longer that we live, the more we come to understand and we realize, you know, death is an integral part of life and that we cannot have one without the other. And so the time that is allotted to all of us is different times, some shorter, some longer. But ultimately, we go through that journey. And the most important thing is, during that journey, what are the impact? What are the things that we leave behind that are good not only for that person but for others as well? And it is when a person leaves the impression that a person leaves behind. It's like when we go to a perfumery, a place where you buy your perfume. You want to buy a bottle. You might use it even when you don't have the bottle, the vial is not there anymore. But you went to that place, you can't help it, when you come out, you have that perfume with you. This is how exactly it is. The fragrance of a beautiful life enjoys an immortality that does not readily pass away. Rachel Pihah Solem was one of those who was privileged to linger in that garden that we call life, not without storm, together with sunlit skies. Creating precious memories throughout the relationship with others was mentioned. So, today we have come together, daughter I would like to mention, named Carol, and Jerome, the son, and the grandchildren, Mike and Michael also, and many loving nieces and nephews and friends, to bid farewell and to pay a lasting tribute to our beloved Rachel Pihah Solem. Now, Rachel was a wonderful and beautiful and incredibly loving person. She was a woman who could strike up a conversation, and it was mentioned it before, with any person, somehow was loved and respected after it. Whoever knew Rachel. And as was mentioned before, she was 102. In 1915, she was born. We look as to which generation. Everybody that we know was born 1900 and something. 1,000, and after that, the 15. It's incredible, that generation. And that's a gift. And she did with those years, impacting the life of the entire family and so many around her. She was a graduate of Garfield High School, as mentioned, completed her high school in 3 years instead of four, as it was mentioned by the grandson, because of the depression at that time. And she wanted to help her family, her mother, especially because when her dad passed away, a mother has to take care of her entire family. And so she went to business college and obtained her business degree. And while in school, full time, she also worked in the business school to earn some money to offset her tuition. After graduation, she was offered a position in Frederick and Nelson department store in the auditing department, and she worked in there for 15 years until she became the auditing department supervisor. And she married the love of her life, Isaac Solomon, in June 5th, 1949. And they were blessed with you both, Carol and Jerome, and then blessed with grandchildren, Mike and Michael. Rachel loved music. In fact, she was a violinist. And with her sister Becky, who was a pianist, together they used to entertain at wedding and other happy occasion. What better thing to do in life? And Rachel was a very devoted wife to her husband Isaac, until his passing on Wednesday, September the 9th, 2009. And I know this because I did the funeral, and I remember. They celebrated together, they did everything together, and Rachel was really a wonderful wife, and she also cared and looked after him like a guardian angel. She was always at his side, and the love and affection for him was always stronger as time went on. And that year, 2009, it was when they celebrated 60 years of love and dedication for each other. Rachel, as it was mentioned, and it's good to mention again, she put family ahead of everything else in life and was always there when any of her family needed her. And having lived through the depression, she screamed and saved and would never spend money on herself, because she was saving every cent of it for the future of her children and to spoil her grandchildren. And you mentioned so beautifully before, to make the life of those around her easier. A love of family showed in many ways, one of which was a love of traveling with her family and grandchildren, and she enjoyed taking them to California, Disneyland, Nevada, New York, Washington DC, Arizona, and Disney World in Florida, and many other places. Those are the perks that grandparents get in life, to be with the grandchildren. Rachel was a devoted mother, daughter, and grandmother. She enjoyed her children and grandchildren because in her life, as I mentioned, family came first. When her father passed away, she was then very devoted to her mother and was very close to her. And that is why she married late in life. Now, in those days, that is what it was when you married at the age of 34. Late in life. Today, that's the normal. Now, she was the absolute best mother and grandmother anyone could ever hope to have. And even as she leaves all of you, the family, behind in body, she will forever be a part of your family spirit, shining light of what a person should aspire to be and how a person should love their family. Now, you were so very blessed that she reached that age and you had that treasure with you all this time. Now you're going to live with a beautiful memory of mom and grandma. And I've written this, hopefully it makes sense for us. A wife once, a mother, a grandma too. This is the legacy we have from you. You taught us love and how to fight. You gave us strength. You gave us might. A stronger person would be hard to find. And in your heart, you were always kind. You fought for us all in one way or another. Not just as a wife, not just as a mother. For all of us, you gave your best. Now the time has come for you to rest. So go in peace. You have earned your sleep. Your love in our hearts we will eternally keep. I think those would be a summation of all those things that you were saying to mom and grandma. Tehemenu hata beganeden. And I ask you all to work.